Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and we're having a great visit with Dr. Ivan Meisner, founder and chairman of B&I Business Network International, author of something under 100 books, which have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. If anybody can do it, he can. Who's in Your Room is the new book he co-authored. The Secret to
Squeeding. You asked my website, and I stumbled on that, Jim. It's whosinyourroom.online.
.online. So check that out, folks. Also available at Amazon. So thank you for that, Ivan. Folks, as you know, Ivan's an almost 20-year member of our Brain Trust. We love him. We couldn't do without him. He's taught us so much. Well, he's helped us become professional networkers. That's just all there is to it. That's worth the, what's that worth to all of us, right? So, Ivan, on behalf of my folks, thank you for all that you've done for so many, but especially for us specifically, and for the generosity of your time over the years. We appreciate it very much. And we went to the break. I said to you that I've met some people in my room that when they came in, and by the way, the room, folks, is your life. And the people in your room are the ones you've let in. But Ivan's position is once you let them in that room, they're never going to leave because you know them. They're even if when they move on to that great networking event in the sky, they're still with you. So you gotta, he says, you know, have a doorman and as far as who you let into your room. But my question is, what happens when you let somebody in who Ivan would say, yep, I agree with that. You did a good job there. Let them in. But then they change. Their values change. Yeah. What do we do about them?
Yeah, and them and family, who you never had a choice over.
Oh, boy, that's a whole other show. That's a whole other show and a lot of psychiatry.
So here are at least two, maybe three techniques based on time that you can use if you've got people in your room and you want to put them way back in the back of the room. Here's the first. It was a suggestion from a friend of mine, Ariel Ford. Said when we were talking to her about how do you deal with people like that in your life, she said, oh, you use homeopathic doses.
Like, she's talking about Jack Daniels? Okay, like Jack Daniels?
What is it? No. It's just in the same way that a homeopathic dose of a medicine is the minimum necessary. You use the minimum necessary in order to not burn bridges in the relationship. Here's a great example. This is a great example. If you're flying into town and you know the person's going to find out that you're in their town, and you know you don't want to let them know what you do. Here's a homeopathic dose: is you call them the night before, or better yet, you email them the night before, and you say, "Hey, I've got a last minute trip. I'm going to be in town. I'm free from 12 to 12:30. I'd love to connect if you're free then," and then. And then let it go. Chances are pretty good they won't even get the email.
I'd be more likely to say, hey, I'm going to be in town. I knew you're probably going to find out. But I'm going to be really, I'm really stocked up. And I'll catch you next time. Have a good life. I mean, have a good time.
Well, if you don't want to do that, you don't want to burn the bridge. You want to stay connected, but you just, I don't like burning bridges with people.
Yeah.
But there are people now that I don't want to be around. And so that's an example of a homeopathic dose. Here's the general principle. The principle of benign neglect. Think about people that you've known in your life, Jim, that you liked. They were good people. They were friends. But over the years, you just didn't stay in touch. And through benign neglect,
I've got a few of those.
You've lost the relationship.
Yeah, okay.
So now do it with a plan. Have a plan for benign neglect. If you got somebody that's in your life that you're tired of having them in the front of your room, you do benign neglect. It works in business, by the way. And I'm almost afraid to give these techniques out because somebody in my company is going to go, hey, you
but
did
see,
that to
but
me.
See, that's what I meant earlier in the beginning when I said move away from people and things that make you unhappy. That's what you're calling about non-neglect.
Sometimes you're stuck with them, and so what do? Here's an example of what I had one person who was just caustic, absolutely caustic.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have never actually let them in my room, but they, through a relationship, came in. And so so there they are. And what I started to do is to ignore them. Not in a public way.
Not in a rude way.
I always said hello. I always, not in a rude way. And I started to edify everyone else other than them.
Good move. Hey, Ivan, I got to wrap it up. I'm proud of your book. I love your book, Who's in Your Room? Who's in your room.online is the website. Ivan Meisner, come back soon, please.
Thanks, Jim.
Dr. Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we get smarter when Ivan joined us, and so we did. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.